This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, I'm going to give you guys some stats, some numbers regarding the Kansas City Royals. The Royals offense, let me tell you, it's actually been kind of good. It's been very good. If the Royals had been doing this offensively since the very beginning of the season, we'd be having some very different conversations about the Royals. Now, maybe it's always been there, but it just took a little bit of time. What they say about baseball, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Well, it's time to start sprinting. There's not a whole lot of time left. It's the middle of August. But you know what? Since the All-Star break, that was July 18th, the Royals are averaging 5.29 runs per game. They are 16-11 since the All-Star break, so they have played over 500 baseball, which now gives them a chance, potentially, in the second half of the season. Vinny Pasquantino has been on fire since this date. He has 7 home runs and 24 RBIs in the last month. Salvador Perez, he has 9 home runs and 16 RBIs during this time frame. Bobby Witt Jr., he has an OPS of 806, 3 home runs and 13 RBIs with 6 doubles during this time frame. If the Royals were ever going to do something, it was going to be powered by your big 3/big 4. Jonathan India had a big hit this weekend in the series as well. Mikel Garcia played at an all-star level. If the Royals are going to do this thing, it's going to be because Vinny Pasquantino, Salvador Perez, and Bobby Witt Jr. all get hot and stay hot all at the same time. And they've been that way the second half of the season. Now, we'll see if it can continue. The schedule is going to get a little bit more difficult than it's been the last 10 days or so. But at this point, it doesn't matter. You are at a race to 86 wins. I don't care who those 86 wins are against. You just got to figure out a way to get somewhere to 86 wins, I think, to realistically give yourself a chance to make the postseason. The pitching, for the most part, has been pretty consistent this year. Their offense has not been consistent, but it doesn't matter what your offense was like in April or May. It matters what your offense is right now. And Rob, if you look at the numbers, their offense has been pretty good, and their offense has been something that you've been able to rely on for the last month for the Royals.
I feel like, and this was a thing we did in, you know, April, May, June, we just kept saying over and over again, if the Royals offense can get hot, oh, watch out. This offense can be, you know, better, can be above league average. They got the pitching. Watch out. If the offense, and I just felt like it was like Groundhog Day. We kept having that conversation. Well, since the team got back from the All-Star break, the offense has been doing exactly what we've been doing, begging the offense to do. And it's not a coincidence to me. The Royals went from a team that was sub 500, 3-4 games under, and a team that people thought they need to be an obvious seller, no doubt, no reason to buy, the season is lost, to a team that on August 18th is legitimately in a wild card race. Not only are they four back the third wild card, they're only four and a half back of the first wild card. And you can squint, you can dream a dream a little bit, and you know how this show loves the odds and percentages. Baseball Reference has them at 16% to make the playoffs, and Fangraphs has them at a little over 12%, in between 12 and 13% to make the playoffs. Not great odds, but the offense coming to life has given them at least some chance to do it, and I am now open to having a conversation about them pushing forward and doing it, and those stats indicate what we've been talking about all year. If they can just get Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny going, well, now they got all three going. There is no reason they can't at least give a push all the way to the final weekend of the baseball season.
Let's transition. Let's talk a little Chiefs in this segment as well. I want to play for you what Andy Reid had to say. Here he is talking about the dynamic of the left side of the offensive line for the Chiefs.
Yeah, well, they've been working double time on that, so we'll see how it goes with the game part of it and that. But then, yeah, talking through everything, they're going to see some new things for both of them, and you know, how they handle that. We'll see how it goes when we get there.
So that was Andy Reid as he met with the media yesterday, just talking about the dynamic of the left side of the offensive line. I want to ask you guys this question, 913-586-7965. On a scale from 1 to 10, how worried are you about the left side of the offensive line? 0 is not worried at all. 10 is code red. We need to make massive sweeping changes. How worried are you on a scale from 1 to 10? Because I think most people would agree. Heading into this season, they just don't have many question marks. Their team is largely the same except for a couple of spots. The left side of the offensive line is one of the few places on the team that is just different from the last time that we saw the Chiefs play. You have Josh Simmons, a player that you obviously really like, a player that you're obviously very high on, and then you got a guy in Kingsley Suamataia, let's just call it what it is, who has been very up and down so far in his career. He has shown you an ability to be able to play interior offensive line and be a starter in the league. He's also shown you reasons of, hey, maybe this guy shouldn't be on the field. Rob, on a scale from 1 to 10, where are you at with the Chiefs and their left side of their offensive line? If you were asking me today, I'd put it at a 4.5. I'm not super worried about it. I'm not worried about it, A, because I think Simmons is going to be more than capable this year. I don't know if we're talking about him being a Pro Bowl caliber player, but is he going to be a positive starter for you? Is he going to be considered to be an upgrade over what you had last year and a player that is going to grow as the season progresses? Yes. Why I'm also not super worried about the left side of the offensive line is they have an emergency plan. If something doesn't go right with Kingsley Suamataia, we all know what the plan is. And I think the Chiefs have shown you they are not going to go with a bad plan for very long. If this plan is not working midway in the Eagles game or midway in between the game against the Giants with those pass rushers, they will not hesitate to sit somebody on the bench. We've seen them do that before with other starters, not just with Kingsley. Whenever Juwan Taylor is having his offensive line holding false start, why don't you come sit down for a little bit and just get a reset? Why don't you sit down for the next 4 or 5 plays? We're going to put you back in there. Why don't you go over there and get some water and be ready to go out there for the next series? When you've got a guy like Jalen Moore, who you're paying $21 million to guaranteed for this upcoming season, you will not hesitate, if need be, if something goes wrong, to go out there and make a change, whether it's at left tackle with Josh Simmons or whether it's at left guard with Kingsley Suamataia. So I'm going to put my worry at a 4, 4.5. A, because I feel good about Josh Simmons, and I also feel like if we feel Kingsley becomes a problem at any point in those first 4 games, I think they will just happily move on to Jalen Moore and not look back the same way that they did last year. And this year, they got better secondary options than they had last season.
I think 3.5 to 4 is probably my number. I think it is impossible before we ever see a live rep. I don't care about the preseason. I really don't. I know the PFF grades and what they mean, and man, Kingsley was a road grader, a run blocker, but struggling pass blocking, and you know, depending on what blogger or person you read or watch for Josh Simmons in the first game, he was the big star. until you see it in live action, I think it is impossible to have any level of worry beyond just I'm neutral and it's inexperience. That's why it's 3.5 to 4 to me is Kingsley's taken one game, albeit a game that didn't really count against the Broncos, of left guard in his NFL career, and Josh Simmons has played no games at left tackle in his NFL career. So I have a level of concern due to just pure inexperience, but I've never seen them play a real team in a real game that counts. At this time last year, you probably would have been like, wow, the Chiefs might have their left tackle in Kingsley. It was half a month later, and you were like, no, they don't. So I think 3.5 to 4.5, somewhere in that window, is really the only acceptable answer because we just don't know. Preseason is what preseason is. It's a dress rehearsal. It's half speed. It is hard to say, oh, they're doing this here, so it will translate or won't. 3.5 to 4.5 is my number.
Yeah, I'm looking at the text line right now, and I don't think there's a lot of worry right now. I really don't think there's reason to be super worried about this. Someone on the text line says, I'm at a 5 right now. If they face a decent to good D-line, then they may be beaten. I'm here to tell you that they play 4 of those in the first 4 games of the season. Like, you're going up against teams that have legitimate pass rushers early on in the season. Like, I mean, the Giants, they just spent a top 3 pick on a defensive lineman. Like, the Giants might have one of the 3 best D-lines in the NFL. You play Philadelphia's defensive line. I don't got to tell you about the dogs when it comes to that defensive line. And if there is any team in the National Football League that should know how good the Philadelphia defensive line is, it's Kansas City. And then you got Baltimore at the end of the season. So I will say when it comes to Kingsley, you will get an early season test. As quickly as this season begins, there is no easing into this thing where you play a couple of the weaker defenses and then you kind of work your way up to it. No. So I'm with you. It's preseason football. You're right, Rob. I don't want to overreact to preseason football, but I do think that Kingsley is a question. I mean, he played 6 quarters last year and they were like, no, we're never doing this again. The Chiefs, they rather last year had moved Joe Tooney to left tackle instead of keeping him at left guard than giving Kingsley a second opportunity later in the season. So they've already shown you like, all right. But that's one thing. It's one thing to trust the player at left tackle. Now we're talking about left guard where you got help on your left and your right side. But they have at least shown me they are not giving Kingsley the benefit of the doubt, and they will not hesitate to remove him if they got a question. And last year, we all were trying to wonder, well, who would that replacement be? This year, we have a clear set answer on who that replacement is going to be. It's going to be Jalen Moore. I mean, you like Jalen Moore enough at one point to give him $20-something million guaranteed. Now he's going to be your break in case of emergency, or he is your in case Kingsley doesn't work out emergency. Keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan and also the Odyssey app. We'll keep talking Chiefs here, getting you ready for the start of the season. Keep it locked in right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 96.5 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5. The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right. Let's get back to the Chiefs. Let's keep the Chiefs conversation going. 913-586-7965. I'm in a football talking mood today. You want to know how good the Chiefs have been? And maybe more specifically for this topic, how good Brett Veach has been? It is quite possible that Felix Onyedike Uzomah is one of the biggest busts in the history of the organization. Like, quite literally, one of the worst draft picks that they have ever made. He is a player that a lot of people feel like he was only drafted because of where he grew up, was only drafted because of where the draft was. Like, a lot of people have these opinions about him, about the selection, about the pick, about all of it. Nobody cares. And I'm not even telling you that you should care. I'm just saying is they have had so much success. They have built up so much benefit of the doubt. They have been so good that they essentially threw away a first round pick on a player who will have 3 sacks in his first 3 seasons in the National Football League and has made 3 starts. And everybody is like, that's okay. They'll be fine. That's not the case for every franchise in the National Football League. Now, call me a conspiracy theorist, but I got some suspicions. If they really thought that FAU could help them this year, they would basically make him ineligible for the entire season in mid-August. Something tells me if Mike Dana had the same injury that they're telling me that Felix has, they would be playing this a little bit differently, right? Like, they'd be playing this like a, hey, we really value you. We appreciate you. We think you'll be back at some point. So we're going to leave it open that you can come back. I mean, they left it open until late December for Hollywood Brown last year. Hollywood Brown didn't come back until around Christmas time. They waited and waited and waited till the last possible second to try to give him a chance to get back on the field and potentially help them in the postseason. They've already eliminated that possibility with Felix. This feels like a Tyler Bray situation. You cannot have been counting on him. Are we 100% certain that he was going to make the team? I'm asking that honestly. Are we sitting here 100% certain that Felix was going to make the team this year? Because for them to make this decision, now, I don't know how severe the hamstring injury is. Did he tear it? There's no chance that Felix could come back in the next 5 months and help this team? That's how significant this injury was? You're not ready to see. Maybe he can come back in October. Maybe he can come back in November. You've already made the decision. He's on IR. He's done for the entire season. This is not big news, which is crazy for a team that spent a first-round pick on a pass rusher. But I don't get a sense that nobody cares. We didn't lead the show with it. We didn't talk about it for the first 90 minutes of the show. I don't know how big of a deal it is. I mean, they're still fine. We all know they're still going to be fine. This is just a bump in the road, a very small bump in the road, but they had a first-round pick. You easily could have traded back. You easily could have done something different. Like, Rob, we can take a look at the players who were drafted around Felix Onyedike. Like, you had a chance to get something from this. You could have got Sam Laporta. Like, they just... Nobody cares. It's not that big of a deal. Hey, it's going to happen. Sometimes you're going to miss picks in the draft. That's where we are with Felix. I don't think there's ever been a first-round pick we've had like this. Like, people didn't treat Clyde Edwards-Helaire like this. Like, some of you, like, dislike Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Like, I get it. Hey, we thought he was going to be good. He turned out not being good. We use Breeland Speaks as a joke. What makes Felix any different? In fact, Breeland Speaks, he might have been better, honestly, than what we got from Felix Onyedike. Like, Felix only has one full sack more than what Breeland Speaks got in his NFL career. And that was just in, and he's played two seasons for the Chiefs. This is a Breeland Speaks level miss, and it does not register at all for this team.
Is one of the reasons, and I'm not diminishing that it's been a miss, is one of the reasons that fans don't seem to care about it being a miss and the fact he's going to miss the whole season because they spent the offseason basically telling you that without telling you that? Like, if you have a first-round pick at edge rusher and you drafted him in, what, 2023, and you thought, okay, he's going into year three, he's going to be a thing, you wouldn't then re-sign Charles Minnehu. You wouldn't do that. You would have moved on. You wouldn't draft.
That was the plan originally.
You wouldn't draft another edge rusher in the third round. Or maybe Gelati was the second round pick. I forgot. Norman Lott and Gelati were right there back to back. Gelati was the third. Now I think about it. You wouldn't do that if you had a productive first round pick. You probably aren't extending Mike Dana if Felix Onyedike Uzomah is a productive first round pick. Like, is part of the reason that fans are not like caring about the level of miss that FAU is and they're very ho-hum about it is because the Chiefs, by their action, spent all offseason acknowledging, yo, we missed, so we're preparing for life as if he's not on the roster, and now we're just going to have that life come to fruition with him being in the IR and missing the entire 2025 season, or we presume he'll miss the entire season.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, someone on the text line says, CDOT, he's not even close to a John Baldwin level. He is John Baldwin. Like, that's what I'm telling you. He is John Baldwin. John Baldwin played two seasons for the Kansas City Chiefs. He had 41 catches for 579 yards and two touchdowns. Felix Onyedike Uzomah, who is now out for his third season of the National Football League, that is confirmed. He cannot come back this season. In two seasons for the Kansas City Chiefs, he has 40 tackles and three sacks. He is John Baldwin, is what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that he has been so good that it doesn't matter that he is John Baldwin. Like, they have been so good as an organization, you guys don't care. Not even a little bit do you guys care. It doesn't matter. I mean, it'd be great if it had worked. It'd have been great if it had hit. It'd have been great if he'd have been a good pass rusher. They've been to two Super Bowls despite basically giving away one of their first round picks. And at least in their first year, they acknowledged they were giving it away. Hey, you know what? I mean, we're so good as a team. We don't even need to make a first round pick. We're going to put this guy on ice. Felix didn't start at all his first season. Had a half sack his first year. He had less than 15 tackles his first year. Chiefs won the Super Bowl. It didn't matter. No, he is John Baldwin. He is Sylvester Morse. All of those Chiefs players that you remember, that's exactly what he is. He will not be remembered that way at all, but that is 100% who he's turned out to be. Someone on the text line said that was just a bad draft. I know that he wasn't on the board. I mean, I'm looking at Philadelphia got Nolan Smith one pick before the Chiefs did. Nolan Smith would be one of the three best defensive players they had if they had him on their team. He's phenomenal. Joey Porter Jr. was the pick right after Felix Onyedike. Sam Laporta was two picks later. We're having a very different offensive conversation about Kansas City if they had drafted Sam Laporta with the 31st overall pick. They would have had, they'd have had the tight end position figured out for the next decade if they had drafted Sam Laporta. They had a chance to go in a different direction. I mean, Brian Branch was drafted a handful of picks later. He's turned out to be a very, very good player for the Detroit Lions. Now, again, you can play the what-if game, shoulda, coulda, woulda. They made the decision to draft Felix Onyedike. They definitely had a choice to get good players around where they got Felix. They just missed.
Let me ask you a question. If we're going to go down this path, let's have this conversation. Because I know there's a sentiment on the text line that, well, the only reason this pick happened is because Clark Hunt wanted his moment. And there is a cut. I can find it. I can pull it. Where, essentially, Nate Taylor was on the show and he said the same thing. For a fan base that, is tough on their team, and understandably so, why are we giving a pass to not just Brett Veach, but the fact that the general sentiment is the owner meddled in the draft process, said, I want to make a pick here. They made a pick and it's a bust. Why aren't fans a little harder on Clark Hunt for, you know, preferring his moment in the sun, if that's the thought process of what happened, over getting the pick right? Because I think with revisionist history, every fan would say the Chiefs should have traded back. If that draft was in, you know, anywhere else, Seattle, if the draft was in Minnesota, if the draft was at Lambeau, the Chiefs are trading back. But everyone's like, no, Clark had to have his moment. If the reason Anyudike Uzomah is on the roster, and he's officially now on the IR, it just came across the wire, if the reason he's on the roster is for Clark Hunt to have his moment in the sun, why aren't fans mad that the owner meddled for his moment over the betterment of the roster?
Because they win. I mean, that's just the answer. I mean, you get to make different rules when you win as often as the Chiefs do. I think that's the answer to your question. Keeping it with the draft theme, I think we have one more game of seeing Sky Moore in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform. I think we have one more game. This weekend, if you plan on going out to Arrowhead and you plan on doing the double dip where you get a chance to watch KU and you get a chance to go to the Chiefs game, Rob, you might end up doing that. You might end up doing the double dip, little Friday Arrowhead, little Saturday going to the booth. You might end up doing that. I'm telling you right now that you better say your goodbyes to Sky Moore, because he ain't coming back. It just isn't going to happen for Sky Moore. I know he had a punt return for a touchdown. It is in everybody's best interest if Sky Moore just goes to play for another team. It just didn't work here. And sometimes that's life. I don't know what team he's going to go to. I certainly hope that it works out for him. I don't have any reason to root against him. He never did anything wrong. But I'm telling you, on this team, I don't know how you can keep Sky Moore around. I don't trust them to do anything. I don't trust them to do anything. You can't trust it to throw it to him. I don't trust them on special teams. You getting a punt return touchdown late in the third quarter of it just doesn't do anything for me. We've done this long enough with you, Sky Moore. I think that he has one more week with the Chiefs. So if I was him, I would try to go get all the autographs I can from my former teammates. I would try to get Mahomes to sign a helmet. I try to get Travis Kelce to sign something. I try to take a selfie with Andy Reid. Like, I would try to get all my Chiefs memories that I can get, because something tells me that you are going to be moving very, very soon. And you will not, wherever you live in the city, you will not be living there in 10 days. You'll be living somewhere else.
Just furthering my point about things that boggle my mind, you're right. Sky Moore's time in Kansas City has come to an end. If we get what is roster day? I think it's actually Labor Day. And we get the alert the Chiefs are cutting Jason Brownlee but keeping Sky Moore, I will be frustrated by the team. So I do think Sky Moore is gone. I think fans have been harder on the Sky Moore pick than they have been the Felix Anyudike Uzomah pick. And Sky Moore has been more productive as a player than Felix Anyudike Uzomah. That, like, connecting our two conversations, Sky Moore's time is over. It's done. It didn't work. I hope it works as the Jets, the Giants, or a bad team, and you catch on. Maybe you'll have a second run with the Titans. Like, I really do hope the best for Sky Moore. But fans crush that pick and crush the player, and deservedly so, because he has not been good. Yet they don't do that same thing for Felix. It legitimately just boggles my mind that a second-round pick in what might be the best draft the Chiefs ever had, 2022, gets more grace than their first-round pick in 2023. Just mind-blowing to me that everyone just like, yep, Sky stinks, so it goes. But Felix, it is what it is.
I think what happens with Sky, I think it's like easier to evaluate when someone's bad at wide receiver than it is to evaluate when somebody's bad on the defensive line. Like, you visually see it, right? Like, you see that he wasn't, you know what I mean? So I think that also changes things. I also think what really helps with the Chiefs and why some of the frustration has kind of subsided with them is, like, you know, it's a crapshoot going into it, right? And the Chiefs, they have spent three reasonably high resources on trying to fix wide receiver. They have spent 2 second-round picks and a first-round pick. Well, they absolutely hit on one of the second-round picks in Rashee Rice, and it looks like they have hit on the other one when it comes to Xavier Worthy. So I think in a draft mindset, if you know that you're going to miss picks, I don't care, first-round pick, second-round pick, like, you're going to miss from time to time. Nobody's going to shoot 100% from the field. If you were telling me that over a three-year, four-year stretch, they spent three draft picks on wide receivers and you feel like you hit on two of those, I think most people would take those odds. So I think the fact that they got it right on the back end with so many other guys and they just missed on Sky Moore. Even with me, it's just like, hey, the game is the game. There was a time where people thought Sky Moore could work. I remember he was getting compared to Julian Edelman. I even looked it back up. I was like, was I remembering this correctly? No, people thought that he could be Julian Edelman, and you just got it wrong. It just didn't work. And if you couldn't figure out a way to make it work in this wide receiver room over the last couple of years with this quarterback, this team, this head coach, and the vast problems that they've had at wide receiver, then just, hey, it just ain't meant to be. It's just time for you to go do something different. And that's why I think at the end of this period, I think this guy Moore is just, he's either going to the practice squad or he's going to do something different. I just think if I'm him, I just want to start over. It feels to me like at this point, it's much more of a mental thing than a physical thing. I don't know if mentally he'll ever be able to get right in Kansas City. Like, you need to start fresh. You need to go to Jacksonville. You need to go to Buffalo. You need to go somewhere else where you're not the second round pick that didn't pan out, that you can just be the guy that's coming in here, low expectations, just come in here, keep your head down and do the work. I think Sky just needs a change of scenery. I think that's in the best interest for everybody.
I really do hope that Sky Moore catches on somewhere and has better success. I do think it's like a gift and a curse of Kansas City. You're right. The expectations are Super Bowl or bust in Kansas City. And if you aren't part of the solution, you're part of the problem and you're out. Maybe if he goes to a place, that's why I mentioned the Titans. If he goes to the Titans where it's let's just get better and he has a chance to improve their wide receiver room and maybe they do something to utilize him a little differently and he turns into a 350 to 400, maybe 500 yard receiver in the league, I'd be happy for him. But it did seem like at least his rookie year, it seemed like the pressure of being in Kansas City and having a higher, you know, rate of, hey, you're under a microscope because we are trying to pursue Lombardis, definitely got to him. Like, he had all those muffs, and eventually with the punts, eventually it felt like it was mental with him for a little bit. I do think he overcame it, but he does need to change his scenery more than anyone. And I mean, I have no ill will towards Sky Moore. I know this show likes to get its Sky Moore stats off, but if he goes to Tennessee, Seattle, wherever, and becomes just a complimentary piece, like Chris Conley became a complimentary piece somewhere else, good for him. That just sometimes doesn't work out in Kansas City.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, we might need one more Sky Moore stat before he's cut for old time's sake. I mean, I'm always ready to do that. Sky Moore, if Sky Moore doesn't play another game for the Chiefs, he had 43 catches for 494 yards, and he scored one touchdown in the regular season. John Baldwin, second John Baldwin reference in today's show. John Baldwin played two seasons for the Chiefs. He had 41 catches for 579 yards and two touchdowns in Kansas City. So, I mean, Jonathan Baldwin scored more. He had more touchdowns and had more yards in a Chiefs uniform than Sky Moore did. So that is your Sky Moore stat for the day.
And, I mean, we don't ever need to do a Sky Moore stat ever again.
I might give you another one, honestly, if you want me to give you one more. Like, if you want me to give you one more between now and then, I'm perfectly fine to get one. Someone on the text line says, I think it's because a lot of people like us just forgot about Felix. He's been so MIA, I completely forgot about him. Again, that's just the benefit of you being, the benefit of you going to three straight Super Bowls is that you can say, I forgot that they had a first round pick in 2023. Like, think about that. Think about how valuable we act like first round picks are. Think about it, how valuable it is. Like, right now, if I would be like, hey, you know what? You can get X good player in the league. It's going to cost you a first-round pick. No, that's way too much. You can't give up that. Hey, the Chiefs just have one of those. It's like, no, it's good. No, we're fine. We don't need it. We're good. We'll go to the Super Bowl with or without this first-round pick. We'll just give it back to the league. No, they just gave one back to the league. There is really no other way to look at it when we're talking about that. Let's get back to the Royals here. I want to play this audio from Vern. Vern was on the morning show earlier today talking about Seth Lugo.
Conversations with Matt Quatrero when they dive into the, you know, the data, the pitch data for Seth Lugo, that there's nothing that screams this is a fatigued 36-year-old. So if they're not going to take any of those easy excuses, I'm not going to continue to give it to them. So bottom line, Seth Lugo needs to pitch better. He's disappointed in the second half. He knows it better than anybody, and he needs to earn that contract here down the final, seven, eight starts that he makes.
Looking at the pitching matchups for the Royals this series against the Texas Rangers, Michael Wacha pitches today. Seth Lugo is going to pitch tomorrow, Dollar Dog Day. Rob, you know, I love going out to Kauffman Stadium for Dollar Dog Day, so I will be out there. Wednesday, Noah Cameron pitches for the Royals, and on Thursday, Michael Lorenzen pitches for the Royals. So, I mean, as of now, that's probably the best I think you can ask for if you're going into a very important series like this for the Kansas City Royals. This has nothing to do with Seth Lugo, but I want to play that audio for you guys. Why do you think that Noah Cameron's not getting more consideration for American League Rookie of the Year? Like, am I missing something? Like, I don't want to make it seem like I'm the biggest baseball fan in the world, that I know all the other teams in the league. So maybe there's just a guy that's just very, very obvious that he's the American League Rookie of the Year. Like, maybe there's somebody that's obvious. Like, maybe people think Roman Anthony is going to win the award. I mean, maybe I just don't know. I mean, we're talking about a guy right now that he's made 17 starts. He has a 2.47 ERA. I feel like that guy should get some kind of consideration for American League Rookie of the Year, and I don't feel like anybody is talking about him, and he has no chance to make it. Like, we could talk about, like, Noah Cameron. He might make 23 starts. I mean, it's probably realistic between now and the end of the season. He has to make 6 more starts between now and then if he stays healthy. Talking about a guy who could maybe pitch 125, 140 innings and have a sub 2.5 ERA. I feel like that guy, I feel like if Noah Cameron played for the Yankees, he'd have a chance. If Noah Cameron played for the Red Sox and put up those numbers, he'd have a chance. But he plays on the Royals, so he has no chance to win American League Rookie of the Year.
So first off, I looked this up just for fun. If you head over to FanDuel, they're only giving you 4 players who are eligible for Rookie of the Year. Nick Kurtz, who is with the A's, still have to not say Oakland, the A's, he is minus 20,000 to win the award. So Nick Kurtz is going to be the AL Rookie of the Year. It seems like a foregone conclusion based on the betting markets. But I agree with you. There needs to be some consideration for Noah Cameron. Noah Cameron, when you open your FanDuel app, should be listed as a person you can bet on. Yeah, maybe you're making a donation by betting on him at this point. Maybe you are not betting on the winner, but there is absolutely no reason that Noah Cameron shouldn't be getting more talk for AL Rookie of the Year. At least be on available to be voted on FanDuel. I do not understand it. I think it's a couple things. One, pitchers historically don't win the award. It's usually a position player award. 2, I think you hit on it, he plays for the Royals. And 3, and it's kind of the AP preseason poll effect, he didn't really have any buzz as a prospect.
Not at all.
Like, Roman Anthony was a guy that in baseball sort of feel like, oh, watch out. I mean, even in Kansas City, Jack Caglione, we had J.J. Cooper on. They spoke about Caglione like he's this transcendent prospect. No one talked about Noah Cameron that way in the Royals organization. So I think, like, the lack of buzz as he came up created the problem, but I don't get why no one's talking about it as an idea.
No, he's had a phenomenal season. So Noah Cameron, he is going to start a couple of days from now for the Kansas City Royals. He has had a really, really productive start to his year, and a guy that we didn't really talk a lot about being in the long-term plans for the Kansas City Royals, I think now has to factor in very much into the long-term plans for the Kansas City Royals. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about the Rashee Rice news from Tom Pelissero. It doesn't sound to me like the league and the Chiefs are on the same page at all about what a suspension will look like. We'll keep our football conversation going. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about Trey Hendrickson and could he possibly get traded? And there's a running back who is potentially available. Would he make sense in Kansas City? We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, host of the Random Royals lineup on 96.5 The Fan.
Baseball with the Royals.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. I want to talk about Brian Robinson Jr. in like a serious way. I also think we can talk about him and have a little bit of fun too. Now, I don't play fantasy football. You guys know that. Fantasy football is not part of my life. I know that a lot of you play fantasy football, and that's great for you. One year, my friend asked me to be like the commissioner MC for their fantasy football thing, and I agreed to do it. I charged them one Chipotle bowl. It was a great time. And I know this because I did it this one time, so I've seen it. Rob, have you ever seen, they have like this big NFL, it's like a sheet, and then they have, it's like stickers with all the different players' names on it. So you can go up to the board and then you put it up there. You guys know what I'm talking about. Those of you that play fantasy football and you do like an in-person draft. So they have like Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. And then when the person drafts them, you go up to the board and then you put it on there and you can follow it and track it that way. So I don't know if you've seen this video or not, but last night there was a group of friends that did their draft. One of the individuals selected Brian Robinson Jr., with the number one overall pick, and he meant to select Bijan Robinson with the number one overall pick. So he slapped it on the board, and he's all excited, and then the group realizes the mistake that he made, and they are crushing my guy. Now, I'm asking, I don't know how this works. Is he not allowed to switch his pick if nobody else has made a selection? Like, that's an honest mistake. You messed up. But nobody else has selected Bijan Robinson. Or are you going by, Rob, the rule, once you put a name on that board and you put adhesive to paper, that's it. That's your pick. So if you made a mistake, that's a you problem. How would you handle this? Because no one's selecting Brian Robinson Jr. with the first overall pick. We all know who he was trying to. It was like a funny ha-ha. But are you going to allow him to now go back and now fix his pick and now get the correct player that he wanted to draft? How would you handle this in your fantasy football league?
Let me ask you a question because I have not seen this video, so I have to have this question as frame of reference. When it says B. Robinson, is there a W logo next to the name? Or does it have in some capacity it is known that B. Robinson is a Washington Commander? Because if it says, and you peel that sticky and you walk up and it has the Commander's logo, or it says running back Commanders, then I'm sorry. That is just the game's the game. Adhesive has hit cardboard. That is your pick. I would be more forgiving if it just says B. Robinson, running back. That is very ambiguous.
No, it has Commanders.
Yeah, he screwed up. I'm sorry, you lose. Tough break.
It does. It does have that on there.
Yeah, then I'm sorry. It's stuck. It's the same way if someone picks McCaffrey, but not Christian. It's his brother Luke. I'm sorry, you screwed up. The game's the game.
I've seen this thing. It's like an official thing that the NFL sells. Like they give you a big board, you put it up there. You know, every player realistically that would get drafted, they already have a little bit of a sticker template for it. So you go up there, you do, I mean, it's official. I've seen this process. I've never drafted like this before, but I've seen the process before. So they have the logo. They have the team. If you are paying attention, you know the difference between Bijan Robinson and Brian Robinson Jr. But he went up there thinking he was taking Bijan, and now look at you. I don't even know what team he's going to be on. Text line 913-586-7965. Should you be allowed to swap it out? If nobody else has made a pick yet. Now, I will say this. If the person who goes number two overall, if he now selects Bijan Robinson before you realize it and correct the mistake, I agree with you that you just lost in that scenario. But you know how guys are. We're all making fun of you. We're all laughing. Nobody's paying attention and nobody has made a pick. So Bijan Robinson is still on the board. I do think you should be allowed to have Bijan Robinson if that's the case.
If this is a league for money, I'm sorry. You screwed up. You screwed up. I'm not putting $100 in the pot and having the second or third or fourth pick and being like, oh, well, you know, Ronnie did what Ronnie does and screws up and grabbed the wrong Robinson. I'm sorry that you grabbed the wrong sticker, but the game is the game. Now, if it's just like, hey, you know, we're doing a league and the loser has to buy beer next season and it's low stakes, I'm more open to it. But you're playing for American currency? No.
Yeah, I don't know why you go all out to do that kind of draft. You think I'm meeting up with all 10 of you guys? We bought this thing so we can actually do the draft in person and we not actually put no coin on this? We're absolutely putting coin on this. I don't want to be in anybody's fantasy football league if we're not putting coin on this. It's a waste of everybody's time. And what incentive do I have to keep trying the whole season? Like, once I realize that my team's terrible, because it seems like a problem in fantasy football. Again, I don't know. How do you incentivize? Like, if you know your team's not going to win, how do you keep people engaged if there's no money? If it's just a Chipotle burrito bowl on it, well, I'll just send it to you right now. I don't care. Do whatever you want with the rest of the team. How do you keep people engaged from week one until week 15 or 16, whenever your league ends, if you don't have a financial incentive to stay in it?
I'm telling you, I don't understand. I also tell you, if you're the type of person who is forgiving the B. Robinson the second on the text line, what happens if you're at an in-person draft and one of your buddies gets drunk and just starts making crazy picks or picks players who have been, you know, selected 3-4 rounds earlier? Like, we have rules for a reason. These drafts are supposed to be fun but still competitive at the end of the day. I'm sorry that you accidentally grabbed, you know, a wrong player and stuck it up there, but you lose. Good day, sir. That's how I would play this.
Okay. Do you want the Chiefs to make a trade for Brian Robinson Jr.?
No.
Is this just like because you just hate running back? Like, what's the reason?
He wants a contract.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole reason he wants out, because he's looking for a contract because he's about to be off his rookie deal. No thanks. The Chiefs have a running back who's on an expiring rookie deal who they need to consider. It ain't Brian Robinson.
I mean, they currently have three running backs whose contract expires at the end of the season. Why they would bring in a fourth just doesn't really make any sense to me. And I like Brian Robinson as a player. I think he's a fine player. He doesn't really make any sense to me for Kansas City. Like, none at all. I don't think that Brian Robinson has any leverage. Do you know what the high for Brian Robinson is in rushing? I just take a guess. Like, what's the highest number of yards you think he's run for in his first three seasons?
600 yards?
799 yards. Bro, if you don't go back to work, who gives y'all advice? What kind of agent do you have? How can you have 799 yards and average 4.3 yards per carry, and now you are mad about your contract, and now you want to be traded, and you ain't showing up to work? Man, if you don't get back to work, if you don't go block and get on this jugs machine, if you don't play out the rest of this rookie deal, I wouldn't trade Brian. If I'm the Commanders, I'm laughing at Brian Robinson. We're trying to figure out the Terry McLaurin situation. I will say, though, have I not been telling you, this is how you disappoint if you're the Commanders. You have a little bit of success last year. Now everybody is looking out for self and everybody wants to get paid. Your number one running back wants to get paid. Your wide receiver wants to get paid. Dudes ain't showing up to practice. Dudes ain't playing in preseason games. If you want to see how a team regresses, a team that beat one playoff team from August until January, this is what it looks like as the Washington Commanders. We still love and support the Commanders on this show, so I can't be wrong. If the Commanders are good, we'll play the song and we'll act like nothing I said over the summer matters. If the Commanders are bad this season, I'll be the first one to tell you I told you so, because I've been telling you this entire time. There's no team in the league that screams regression more than the Washington Commanders this year. Not a single one. At 800 yards last year and you want a new contract. Man, if you don't get back to work, this is nonsense. I can't believe this. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about Rashee Rice and the report from Tom Pelissero. The NFL is out of their mind. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.